show two, three more.
I've learned how to project, but I just assume.
And again, I know there's a lot of emotion with testimony, but we try to keep it on the criteria.
You bet. Well, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, thank you very much. And my name is Ron Huber. I'm Executive Director of Friends of Penobscot Bay. We're a community group incorporated in the state of Maine. Citizens who work in and around Maine's biggest bay here have vested interests in maintaining the quality of the bay and in remediating the old legacy wastes carefully. And we've recently become an affiliate of the Waterkeeper Alliance. So we are asking you to assume jurisdiction. And I'm going to cut right to, drop a few pages here, and we'll look at number one there, where the project will have an environmental or economic impact on more than one municipality, territory, or county. I believe you've seen ad infinitum here, the fact that the official cartography shows that indeed the towns go all the way down to some midpoint in the water where they split apart any lobster will say, here's the line, don't go across it. And those lines are respected by a lot of agencies. So it is not simply submerged lands that are sort of no man's land. And the economic impact, one thing that I'm concerned about is that I know lobster processors, we've gone from two lobster processors in the area now to 12, might be 15. And one thing that happens for a lobster processor is if word gets out in the market that there's some problem with the lobsters from that bay, then guess what? They go, let's try some Florida lobsters, or maybe we'll go up to Nova Scotia. But they won't risk themselves if they think there's a problem here. And already there's been a big challenge because of the mercury pollution in the river. But anyway, let's stick right to this here. As he said, there's a definitely economic impacts. You've heard them from a lot of other folks already. I won't go ahead and detail those. For the activity not previously permitted or licensed, well, you know, dredging to that depth simply hasn't been done there. That area has a great deal of material in it that it basically has never been, it's never been considered by the state. What happens when you take all these things from the 19th and 20th centuries, dig them up, resuspend? And we're talking about a lot of different materials. So this is all very new, and I think it'll be very, very interesting to see if experts come before the board and discuss this and describe it. I think it's very helpful. And of course, it'd be the largest ever, which makes it significant. You know, we can say this dredge project, we're number one. And of course, nearly half it's never been dredged at all. And let's go right off to number three here, the significant public scrutiny. As you've seen already, there's a lot of public scrutiny going on, and there'll be a lot more if the board allows the review to take place under its jurisdiction. And certainly citizens, grassroots groups, professional NGOs, lobster associations, the labor union, towns, cities, state and federal legislators, all eager to find out more about this and feeling like the best way to find out about it is to have the sort of process that the board has provided. I just want to interject that I've been before the board several times in the past, and they decided to take on the issues because it would affect just a part of Penobscot Bay. This was Duck Trap Mountain, they were both Duck Trap Mountain. Anyway, you happily found for the partially for us, which was wonderful, and they still got their permits, but they didn't get to advance into a deer yard like they wanted. But the point is that I know that the board can get to the details of things a lot more than the agency, which is understaffed, overburdened with things. They don't have the time. It's awfully sad when you see the poor beleaguered DEP officials that have huge inboxes, and now they simply have to cut time short. So they don't have the time to do a thorough review of this, and the board is specifically set up to make that possible. And as far as it being located in more than one municipality, territory, or county, all I can say is ditto to what the other folks have said there. And I know the cartographers will certainly agree. So we just request assumed jurisdiction. this is a novel situation, and I think that it may be much the better for it, because we'll really know a lot. As a amateur historian, I want to know what's in those sediments too, because that's the industrial age of the 19th and 20th centuries, all written there. Everything came down from Bangor, settled there. Very curious. Anyway, that's about it. Thank you very much.
Other questions?
Thank you.
I appreciate you sticking to the point. Who else had the written testimony? Call the green show.
Thank you. My name is David Black, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. I am a lobster fisherman from Upper Penobscot Bay, and I feel that I have been a steward of the bay up there for 51 years. I started fishing up there when I was 14 years old, and I'm still fishing up in there. And things are pretty good up in there. And I will be as quick as I can here, and I would like to just look at your four criteria here, and I'd like to comment on each one of them as I go down. Will the proposed project have an environmental or economic impact on more than one municipality, territory, or county? And my answer to that is, yes, it will. Because you're dredging in Searsport, you're disposing of material on Islesboro. Okay, that's one thing. But there are people from six communities up in that bay that are lobster fishermen, and they're fishing in that area. And every town up there has its own territory, and the territories of those six communities overlap in this area right there a little bit. So you're affecting six lobster fishing territories, which is something you have not heard from anybody else here today. Okay, you got lobster fishermen are very territorial. People will come and say, we're going to dump this stuff here. You guys just go fish somewhere else. It's an easy solution. You just go fish someplace else, okay? Well, it doesn't work that way in my business, okay? If I want to go to Vinyl Haven and go lobster fishing, I'm going to set 100 traps down there on Tuesday. There's no point in going back because they won't be there, okay? So, you know, this is a territorial thing up in here, and it does cover more than one territory. And as far as the economic and environmental impact, yes, you're gonna destroy what's on the bottom of the ocean. Marine biologists have told me, you dump stuff on the bottom of the ocean, you're gonna smother whatever's in there. And the Army Corps themselves has said that it's gonna be at least a 4-year impact. And as that environmental impact become economic, it sure does when you're up there dumping this stuff on top of the lobsters that I catch to make a living and feed my family and send my kids to college, which I've been very fortunate to be able to do that because of this, okay? Number two, does the proposed project involve an activity not previously permitted or licensed in the state of Maine? I think yes, it does, because you've heard of the pockmark issue up in here, and this, you know, I think some of the state law says that this has to be disposed of in a geographically stable area, and this is not a geographically stable area, and you can do your own research on that. I know there's information available that will back that up. And this is not a good choice of a disposal site. And let me just say one thing about the dredging. You know, a lot of people say that, you know, dredging is important, we know that, but I am not in favor of this disposal site. This disposal site was never recognized as a disposal site. It was something that was picked right out of the air, okay? There are designated disposal sites, but this is not one of them. Number three, is a proposed project likely to come under public scrutiny? Well, now there's a good question right there, because there was a meeting in Bangor, there was a meeting in Belfast, there was a public hearing on June 9th, 2015 in Searsport, where they were looking for public scrutiny. It was a public hearing, and I went to that hearing, and I was passed a packet of information about the dredging project, and you can make comments about this project. And at the beginning of the hearing, they said, you cannot talk about the disposal site. I said, that's what I came here for. So my comments on the disposal site in Searsport were not accepted. And if I go to a DEP hearing, am I going to hear the same thing? Nobody's listening, okay? That's what you people are probably going to have to be doing, is listening. And I'm asking you to listen. Please listen to what the people have to say about this, because so far, nobody is listening.
And number four is a proposed location in more than one municipality or territory. I guess I already covered that. It is very much in more than one municipality and territory. And thank you very much for listening, I hope, to many.
Thank you. We have a couple more, don't we? Did you send a letter in?
I'm the representative from District 11, Zone B. We have a letter sent in, yes.
Seize the time.
What's your name, sir?
Wayne Canning. I work Zone B, District 11. I'm representative. Mike Dawson is our chairman. Was at the meeting about a month ago.
We don't have you on the list, but keep it brief.
I'm not picking it up. The state. It's a state zone. Well, I just want to give you some information here. Probably the same thing you've already heard, but I came all this way, I have to say something.
Give us your name for the record.
My name is Wayne Canning, Belfast. I'm a Zone D, District 11, representative. I'm also a fisherman out of Belfast for 45 years. And I have family members that participate in the fishing activity. Let's start with number one, the environmental impact. Well, I would assume that any time that you dig up a million cubic yards of dirt, that probably is going to affect something from bottom or along the shoreline. Like up in Searsport, they've been trying to do a clam regrowth project up in there for the last, I believe, 8 years anyway. So that's up in Searsport, along Sears Island, where the dredge project is proposed. And also it'll affect the lobster, the crab, the mussels that grow up in there. And also, I used to be a scallop fisherman. There's a scallop bed that runs alongside Sears Island. So I would say the impact is going to be quite severe. But let me back up just a little bit. I should have started out. We're not really against the dredgings. We've got to maintain our port. Okay? That's jobs for people also. The port itself is going to be maintained. But we're kind of against the size of the project. I think that million cubic yards could be scaled back if they did a little bit more study. The economic impact would be quite severe, because like I said, it's going to affect the clams along the shoreline, the lobsters, the crabs, the mussels, and your scallops. It's also going to affect when the dealers, because the dealers buy the product from the fishermen. So they're going to have a loss of income. It'll also affect other businesses in the towns, the surrounding areas, and along the whole coast. Okay, number two. This activity, this project involves an activity not previously permitted. Well, I think probably the state permits most all dredge projects. But they have never had a dredge project of this magnitude. It's the largest one, to my knowledge, in the whole state. Not as, you know, Poland's had some big ones, but this is the biggest one ever applied for. And we're up in a cove. Well, they want to dump a million cubic yards. It's from Islesboro to Northport. It's only about 4 miles across there. They want to dump it in the middle. That's going to have an effect. The tide goes in and out. I say we're going to ruin them for at least 2 years. I'd say probably a lot longer, probably 5 to 8. And that project, you know, if they've never committed a project of this magnitude, why would they consider one up in a little area like that? It's not like we're up to the open ocean. If they're taking that out, maybe 20 miles offshore and getting rid of it, I guess we wouldn't have an issue at all. The dredge project go forward. In public scrutiny, well, I guess I'm part of the public scrutiny. And so are all the other people behind me. And that's only a few. There's many, many more. All of Zone D. Got the support. And we're going to move on to number four. Is it located in more than one municipality? Well, it is, because you've got all the surrounding towns. It dreads the Sears Port, it affects the guys that are fishing in the clam diggers, the fishing, you know, out of Stockton, Belfast, Northport, and Lincolnville, all the fellows down through there use that area. So I think, and it says in different counties, well, it's going to affect both counties. It's going to affect Waldo County and Knox County. Because some of the fishermen that fish in Knox County come up that way. They fish up that way also, where they propose to dump it. So it's affecting both counties, and the Erie County impact.
Your primary place is where your secondary lobster area is. That's why you go to another town.
Total fishermen probably in the communities, you're probably talking 45 different families, just the boats, not counting the stern people that are on their boats and the activities that are on shore, the restaurants and the banks and the car dealers and all that. It's going to affect, it's just going to get trickled down, affect going backwards. I'm going to help our income of the communities in the area. I was hoping they can find a different dump site. I'll take it to shore, there's awesome plans, they're all looking at that. I recommend that the spoils go ashore, get some dredging this winter, I found the dock, that was too contaminated to be dumped out on the water, so they did take it ashore. So they know how to do it. Why can't we take this, take it inland somewhere, and let it be processed or sold as the landscapers or something after it be watered? There'll be a better way to do this than dump it back in the water. That's just a little long way to say it now. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. I think we have two more. The lady with the yellow jacket.
It's cold in here.
Well, now she doesn't have a yellow jacket or something.
I can't believe you guys sit in the cold like this. It's freezing.
This is the heat of summer.
I have a really loud voice. I'm going to be really brief.
Give us your name, please.
Yeah, that's part of my comment. My name is Jennifer Hill, and I live in the town of Waldo. And I just want to make a couple of points that I hadn't heard. One is that Patricia Aho spoke. She's the commissioner who alternately would make this decision. I was stunned that she cited two letters from Searsport as all she'd heard of, and that was the reason why she didn't see this as a regional issue. That stuns me. That really shocks me to think that she only got two letters from Searsport, because this is a huge issue. And I just want to tell you one brief story that I was at a booth giving strawberry shortcake, selling it for the local heating assistance program, and this came up, and these two ladies, really elderly ladies, I was talking to them about it, and they were really upset. They were just like, oh yes, we've heard about this. They were really upset. And I was like, this happened. These conversations are going all over in our town. And I know that maybe people are working really hard and have a lot on their plates and don't realize just how big an issue this is in our town and our community. I'm not in Searsport. I don't live in Searsport. I don't live in Belfast. I don't live on the coast. But I and my family and my friends, we go to town on Thursday nights to dance down by the water. We swim in Penobscot Bay, and I represent a lot of people who are really quite upset about this. And I just wanted you to know, this is not two people in Searsport or even just the lobster people. This is more than that. So I'm from Waldo. And that's another town. I guess that was my point. Waldo's another town, and that meets one of the criteria.
Thank you. We have one more. The gentleman back to this.
Come after that. Thank you.